This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. If you've ever wanted to start a small business and want to do so in this area, that's one of the things the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development can help you out with. And Kyle Kelly is here in studio to talk about an upcoming workshop in that regard. Kyle, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How are things at your office these days?
Yeah, we're busy. Than ever, which is great for our office and great for the community.
Well, I would love to ask you just what makes you so busy, but I know a lot of that you can't possibly tell me.
Lots of legalities behind some of that stuff.
Yeah, so. And darn the luck on that, but I'll take your word on it that things are going well. You're very busy. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
And I know one of the things you are busy with that you actually can tell me about is you're having a small business workshop coming up next week.
I guess before I ask
you specifics about the workshop, how much interest does your office get in feedback or something like that from people who are looking to start small businesses?
Well, that's part of the reason why we've kind of expanded going outside of Galesburg city limits. We've typically hosted these at our offices there here in Galesburg, but mm-hmm. This one's going to be over in Oneida because we've seen a lot of interest from the outside community with folks looking to start business, and they just want to be able to tap into the same resources that we provide here. So sticking true to our name, the Knox County area, we're going to go all the way out and try and help some of those folks get their businesses started in the more rural areas.
And this workshop in question is coming up this coming Wednesday, the 11th in Oneida, is that right?
That's right. Wednesday, July 11th at 6 o'clock at Anderson State Bank there in Oneida. I want to give a special thank you to Dick Anderson of Anderson State Bank for being such a gracious host.
Yeah.
It's hosts like Dick and people in this community that are able to help us out with these things, and this event wouldn't be possible without those folks.
What questions do people typically have when they come to your office about starting a small business? I imagine it probably runs the gamut, because I think if you're thinking about running a small business, it may be something that you've not had a lot of experience with in the past.
Yeah, this event is focused directly for kind of the 30,000-foot view. This is going to encompass the folks that have maybe had an idea before of starting a business, and they just don't know how the sausage is made, and that's kind of what this is for, to kind of give a high overview, kind of allow them to know who the resource partners are in the room and who they can touch on when they have more specific goals. The idea would be to start going into other specific facets of each business, so that way they get the direct knowledge and the help that they need once we get past this kind of initial introduction.
I imagine that if you're going about this for the first time and don't have a lot of experience, as you said, that there are a lot of things that you probably wouldn't think about, like from regulations to even the little things, right?
Absolutely. We do probably the number one thing that I get a lot of help with from the city of Galesburg is like our zoning and regulations from that side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
By having this introductory workshop, we're allowing ourselves to get in front of those folks who maybe have those types of businesses that are specific to certain zones in the city, and they just don't know exactly where they can put that business. And if they were to go out on their own, then we could run into some issues where then they're coming to us and they've already done something, which isn't fun.
And I imagine, too, that as you're going out into the county and having these sessions, too, and there are, you know, quite a number of small businesses outside the city limits of Galesburg, that zoning in terms of the county and even like perhaps even zoning in Oneida might be a different animal than zoning in Galesburg, right?
Absolutely. Each municipality has their own zoning regulations and different ways that they like to do business and where they like to put businesses. So it's definitely keeps me on my toes there at the office as far as keeping the regulations straight in my own head, and lots of notes for sure.
What's maybe the biggest misconception that somebody has when they're trying to start a small business?
It's a lot tougher to bootstrap a business than a lot of people they take that for granted, the financing piece. They have a great idea, they have a product that they're selling, but sometimes they're not selling it for enough money, they're not buying it cheap enough, those types of things.
That can be really kind of a tricky thing in terms of, well, not just budgeting, but when you have a product you're making and trying to distribute, really kind of how much you should sell that for versus what you want to sell that for, right?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of different costs and pieces involved that we use. Some of our resource partners, like the Small Business Development Center and Jim Boyd, he's good at identifying some of those other expenses that, in a distribution model, how someone should be charging. And that extra 6 cents, if you multiply that over your 1,500 products that you're shipping out every day, you got to take that into consideration.
For sure. You mentioned Jim Boyd. He's with the Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University. He's going to be one of the people helping you with this session next
week. Absolutely. Jim is an integral part of these workshops. He actually puts on the content piece of the workshop, and he goes through a PowerPoint presentation, and he is just such a valuable resource to our community and other communities across West Central Illinois through the Small Business Development Center. He's helped so many businesses and is just a great partner for our organization.
You're also going to be featuring some other people, including one that recently won an award from the Entrepreneurial Support Network, right?
That's right. We have Bill and Noah Murdoch. Noah was recently awarded the Young Entrepreneur of the Year for his startup business, Midwest Land Solutions. They are a company that specializes in excavation, demolition, water retention, tree and stump removal, land and site clearing, and land reshaping.
Oh, is that it?
Just so that I can get that all out there and I'm fair to them. An unbelievable father-son duo out of the Oneida area that they're going to come in and hopefully they're going to knock some folks' socks off out there.
And I would imagine there are a number of businesses like that in this area, but, and I imagine it's one of those things too. Maybe you've done it before, maybe you've worked for another company that specializes in something like that, but then you go out on your own. That can be an awfully daunting task, right?
Absolutely, and there's a lot of folks that we have that kind of commute to and from our area that do some of these heavy excavation type businesses that maybe they just lack the resources necessary to start their own business, that they're filling a gap here in our community also. That's kind of why we're venturing out into the Oneidas, and we do have one in the future scheduled for Altona that's going to help out there too, so that we can kind of get into those other areas to tap on those people.
That kind of leads to my next question here, at least some of that does. Is there a particular type of small business above all others that people are looking to start, or they're just all kinds right now?
We see lots of different kinds. I would say at this given time, I see a lot more restaurants.
Okay.
We have a lot more restaurants and bar folks that are looking to start up businesses, kind of looking for the small retail areas that are trying to put in a restaurant. And that kind of leads to, we got to have that conversation very early on, because we do have, every community has their own unique hurdles to get over to start a restaurant.
I know that this workshop deals with people looking to start a small business, but do you get a lot of people who have existing small businesses that are still looking for help?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's another important piece to it also. We see lots of businesses. I would say we're probably a 70-30 mix, where 30% of those folks are already existing businesses. A lot of them are maybe the basement entrepreneur or something along those lines, where they're kind of doing stuff on their own. They may have a podcast of their own, or they make wooden signs and paint those for folks in their basement. They're just looking to kind to make that and commercialize that a little more.
All right. Before we run out of time, Kyle, let's again talk about this workshop coming up Wednesday night in Oneida. Again, give me the when, the where, and I know you're looking for folks to register if possible, correct?
Yes. Wednesday, July 11th at 6 p.m., Anderson State Bank in Oneida. That's at 111 U.S. Highway 34. We're going to have Bill and Noah Murdoch come and speak from Midwest Land Solutions, and we're excited to see everyone come out. If they can, they can find us on Facebook, and they can reach out to us at the office and ask Taylor directly to get registered for that event.
And you can also find a link to this on our community events page, too, at WGIL.com, if that helps you. But if folks want to register, they can. It's just as simple as calling your office, right?
That's right.
And the number is?
309-343-1194.
All right, 343-1194. Kyle Kelly, Client Manager, the Knox County Area Partnership. Again, the Small Business Workshop Wednesday night at Anderson State Bank in Oneida. Thanks for coming in. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Sports coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.